Welcome to 7-Minute Torah. I'm Rabbi Micah Streifer. In this podcast, we make modern meaning out of ancient texts. We explore the weekly Torah portion in about 7 to 12 minutes. 7-Minute Torah is a production of La'asok, the liberal Beit Midrash. You can become a supporter at laasok.org or at patreon.com/7-Minute Torah. All right, welcome and thanks for listening, everyone. Today we are going to talk about ritual. Who do you perform ritual for when you light candles, when you put on your tallit? Is it for you? Is it for God? Is it something in between? Before we go on, let me say thank you to an anonymous supporter in the Toronto area who made a donation through La'asok to support the work of this podcast. I'm grateful to this person and I'm grateful to all of our supporters who help make 7-Minute Torah possible. I do rely on your support in order to produce and create this podcast. And so if you enjoy this content, please consider going either to laasok.org, laasok.org, under the support tab, or to patreon.com/7-Minute Torah, where you can sign up to give a small per episode amount to support this work. So this week we are reading Emor. Emor is Leviticus chapters 21 through 24. We are barreling down on the end of Leviticus right now, only two parshiot left after this week, and in some ways, thankfully, because how long can you go on talking about priestly, Levitical, sacrificial things? The answer is quite a while, and in fact, it's often really interesting, and there's often quite a lot of meaning to be made. This week's parsha is part of an overall section of Leviticus that's known as the Holiness Code. It started last week with Kedoshim, which means holy in Hebrew, and the Holiness Code is designed to teach the people and the priests how to live a holy life. So some of what we find in this parsha is what's called Torat Kohanim, the laws or the Torah of the priests, which gives information and laws for how ancient priests were supposed to live. As well, we also have a detailed description of the festival calendar and some information about stuff that went on in the temple or in the Mishkan, the portable sanctuary in the desert. And it's in that context that we get into this question of who is our ritual for? So I'm reading here at the beginning of Leviticus chapter 24. It says, Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe lemor, God spoke to Moses saying, Tzav et b'nei Yisrael, command the Israelite people to bring you clear oil of beaten olives, la'alot ner tamid, in order to kindle a regular or ongoing light. At the end, you might have heard the word ner tamid, which in our context means the eternal light, and in this context means something more like a light that was relit every single night on an ongoing basis. And our Ner Tamid is a descendant of this ancient practice. So what we have here is a command to the entire people to bring oil on a regular basis so that the priests could light a light in the sanctuary. And it goes on to tell us that this light was set up in the tent of meeting outside the curtain of the pact. And the curtain of the pact is the curtain that separates the part of the sanctuary where priests are allowed to enter from the part where God was understood to dwell. Sometimes it's called the Holy of Holies. It is the place where God's presence is understood to rest. So this kind of a command almost automatically raises the question of why? Why are we lighting this light? What's the purpose of this light? And of course, the Torah never says why. It just commands us to do so. And actually says that this will be a law for all time throughout the ages. So as long as the temple is standing, this is supposed to continue to happen. And now that there is no more temple, we still have it in our sanctuaries, at least a descendant of it or a version of it, in the form of the Ner Tamid. But what the Torah doesn't say is why we're lighting this light. And that is where the Midrash has a lot to say. So this is a passage from the Talmud, from Tractate Menachot, page 86b, where it quotes this line, and it says that Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says that you should bring the light, Elecha velo li, for yourself and not for me, meaning God, as I do not need its light. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani here is picking up on the fact that the pasuk we read, the verse we read, has the word Elecha, which means to you. Moses is commanded to tell the people, Vikechu Elecha, to bring you clear oil. Now, ostensibly that means to you, meaning Moses. In other words, they're supposed to bring the oil to Moses. But Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, looking for midrashic meaning, understands the Elecha, to you, to yourself, to mean that this light is here for your purposes and not for God's purposes. And another midrash in Leviticus Rabbah expands on that notion, saying, God made the sun. The sun has light so intense that no one can look at it. Do I require your light? And similarly, God makes lightning, it says. Lightning dazzles the world from end to end. Do I require your light? So the rabbis seem really troubled by the notion that God would ask us to light a light in the temple at night, as if God needs a nightlight, as if God needs us to give this thing to God. They say over and over again, this is not for God's purposes, this is for our purposes. And that midrash from Leviticus Rabbah concludes by saying, I only told you to kindle lamps in order to elevate you. In other words, to help us lift up our lives, to help us study and learn and become better versions of ourselves. So that's fine. The ritual is for us. It serves our purposes. It lifts us up. But then in another midrash, in Tanhuma, they give a whole other answer by way of a parable. They tell this story about a king who announces he's going to come and dine at the home of a commoner. And the king's advance team sends all kinds of beautiful things, golden candelabras and beautiful, expensive finery. And the person whose home it is gets embarrassed and puts away his own stuff. And when the king shows up, he says, where are your utensils? Where are the things that you're going to use to serve me? And the commoner says, O king, when I saw all this splendor that came with you, I felt ashamed and I put away everything I had prepared for you, because all I have is commoner's utensils. And the king says, no, 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 I'm rejecting all the utensils that I brought with me. And out of love for you, I only wish to use yours. So in this reading, God is asking us to provide something to God out of love, essentially, that God wants to be in relationship with us, and therefore God asks us for the light. So here we have two, in some ways, opposing readings. The light is for us. The light is for God. The ritual is for us. It's intended to lift us up, to edify us, to teach us something, to remind us of our values. Or the ritual is for God. It's an offering we make in order to be in relationship with God, something God asks or commands, to use traditional language, of us, and that we fulfill for God's sake. Which brings me to my question. Now, you're not here to have the conversation with me, but I would invite you to think about, when you perform rituals, who are they for? Are they for you? Are they for God? Or maybe some combination of the two. And when I step back to really think about this, it occurs to me that these two categories are in many ways artificially divided. You know, when I wear a tallit or when I light Shabbat candles, in all kinds of ways that is for me. The candles are to help me create a moment of holiness together with my family. The tallit reminds me that I'm part of a people, that I have certain obligations and values that I've taken upon myself. The rituals are intended to edify and elevate me. But that's not something that happens in a vacuum. It's something that happens because I am in relationship with the divine. The rituals are intended to connect me with others and with my own values because of the relationship that I have, the covenant that I have with the divine. And so in that sense, I perform ritual for my own purposes. I don't think I'm putting on tefillin or wearing a tallit just because God commanded it. I'm doing it because it's good for me. I'm doing it because it's meaningful to me. But it's meaningful to me because it helps me to build a relationship or a covenant with others who share my values and with the source of those values. So it's interesting to note how the rabbis in the Midrash and Talmud are struggling with exactly the same question, and they come up with a contradictory answer. In the end, I think the message here is that our rituals are intended to help us center ourselves and center the divine, to lift us up and help us be in relationship with God in whatever way we conceive God, so that we can be our best and bring our best to the task of repairing the world, to the task of building a meaningful life. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good week. 7-Minute Torah is a production of La'asok, Sacred Texts, Modern Meaning. If you enjoy this program, please consider becoming a sponsor at patreon.com/7minutetorah or making a tax-deductible donation to La'asok at laasok.org, laasok.org. I'm Rabbi Micah Streifer. Thanks for listening.